I just took quite a long break outside while I was eating my rabbit food and bird seed breakfast. I've got only a little to go. I drank that lovely, took the chance to drink that lovely first cup. I'm about to pour my second cup and I hope to get back to the mullein tea chat. And I soaked up a lot of sun for 20 minutes, I suppose. So here's my top up where you saw me put the extra tea bags in earlier on top of the six, or two extras on top of the six already in there. And that will give me my third cup. I'll top it up again with more tea bags before I then go to help care for my grandsons this evening. So that will continue to infuse, stew, marinate, what are the words I'm looking for. And now my second cup, while I'm trying to collect my thoughts on what is actually a profound subject, really. Let's see if I can balance you there. This desiring. Now that neighbour is using a very noisy, regularly uses some very noisy equipment next door. Can't balance it. What can I put it on? Can't put it on anything, so why won't it balance on that? Put it on this jar and see what happens. Yes, balancing. Yeah, very noisy equipment regularly. Oops. Actually, I've got myself a bit mixed up there. I didn't mean to do that. I meant to put the it's already had the fennel seed infuser. The infuser in. That's okay. What I meant to put was the sieve. Try again. And it will be hot, so I'll use a spoon. I usually use my finger, but burn my finger. A slow learner in that regard, because I burn my finger regularly. Oh, fell out. Oh, and into the a little bit of that fell into the cup. Okay. I won't worry. I'll get a little bit of mullein tea into my mouth and might be able to just pick it out. And so I'm already now going to get my third cup marinating. Quite a lot involved, actually. What do the British say fannying about? A lot of fannying about. I hope that's not rude. I'm not sure. Where's a slang or colloquial, full bottle colloquial linguist or slang linguist when you need one, or whatever the right expression would be. So I'll let that now marinate again before coming back in later and microwaving. I'll probably give this a little bit of a microwave. Two bars, give it a minute at least. And okay, so the am I recording? I am recording. I want to move on to some of the reasons why it isn't natural and commonplace to count the joy and success of every other human being as our own joy and success. It comes from biology, essentially. And there's a scarcity principle in biology, and I know there's what's the word looking for, people in the self-improvement, psychological development, or motivational field to say, oh, don't believe in scarcity and don't get a scarcity mindset. I'm not talking about exactly the same thing, actually, because I get the psychological power of having an abundance mindset. However, there's just an objective scarcity fact about the world we live in that covers multiple areas, and I want to explore that a little bit, and as to what it has to do with the shortage, the dearth of considering the joint success of others as our own joint success.